the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Welcome, Brains. Do you know what time it is? Literally, what time it is?
In Switzerland, it is a quarter before 7 o'clock.
Wow, p.m., right?
Yeah.
Well, it is 9:50, a quarter to 10 here in San Diego, California. I want to welcome you, absolutely beautiful you, and you, Brains, here back on the Edge with April Mahoney. Look at that, all the way from Switzerland. We are not playing, I'm just saying. So let me give you a little history and a little backdrop. We have the timeless beauty, Gisèle Ruffon d'Elance.
Yes, Gisèle
Ruffon d'Elance. See, I have to get the roll of the tongue. I don't speak Swedish, but I love my Swedes. She is a watch designer. Now, the very first wrist watch was designed for women in the 20th century, like 1868. And it was made in Switzerland, and it was made more so for ornament and decoration, more so than actually keeping time. But this woman here has evolved. Not only is she keeping time, but she's keeping pace. She has a product with a purpose. She is creating magnificent works of art encrusted in fine jewels for women around the world that make a signature statement about who they are, what they feel, and the memories, recanting the times of their life with beautiful jewels. We want to hear her story. We want to hear about her book. We want to hear about all of the things wonderful when it has to do with time. You know, I've had other great thought leaders on my show that tell me the time is merely an illusion and there's no such thing. Well, we're about to have that conversation here on the Edge. So Brains, help me welcome the beautiful Gisèle here on the Edge. Hello, how are you?
I am very well, thank you. And you?
I can't complain. I love it. I love it. And I love your timepieces. They are absolutely magnificent. They are magnificent. So tell us a little bit about your history and your work with timepieces.
I was working in the watch industry and as a product manager. And we used to make the watch for men, then a smaller watch for women. And I told my boss that a woman is not a reduction of a man. And we deserve a very special watch, which means that it is now time for women. Because when you see men, they look for a hundredth of a second. If you ask a woman, how much time do you need to do a specific task? She will say, it depends. If you ask a man, he will say 1 hour, 2 hours, but he will say a specific time. Because as women, we work in a different way. And working especially with men, because in the watch industry, they are essentially men, I had to deal with this appreciation of time. And that is why I decided to create a watch that is a symbol of the time for women. And so I ask many women all over the world, what is time for you? And the answer was, I have never enough time. Time is going too quickly. But finally, if we spend a few minutes together, we spend a piece of our life. So time is life. Then I said, I want to create a watch that symbolizes the value of time. Then I ask women, what is important in your life? What is important in your time? And they answer, harmony. We need harmony. We need harmony within ourselves. We need harmony with other people. We need harmony how we manage our life. And so it is very important for us to have to live in harmony. And the third thing that is important for us is spirituality. When I speak about spirituality, it can be making ikebana or organizing something beautiful, or not especially a religion, but something where we can go inside ourselves.
Right, right. And so it's more than just harmony, it's also synchronicity. And that is keeping time.
Yeah.
It is so important for us to recognize our time and value our time. Brains, you're going to get more money, you're going to get more shoes, you're going to get more friends, but you're not going to get any more time.
Yeah.
Time is very, very precious. Now, you were a woman that branched out and was pretty much a male-dominated field. You know, yes. Mr. Magnificent, my husband has a watch collection like you would not, well, you probably would believe because you manufacture watches, but he absolutely loves a timepiece. And, you know, you're a lot of men in this industry. What were you facing with regards to the business, not just making and manufacturing the watches, but was this a lot of opposition because this was a male-dominated field?
It is different. When I was working for a big company, it was not so difficult because I was a product manager and I had good idea. So my boss could take the good idea for his idea. So there was not too many problems.
Okay.
And I could work very well because I have a degree in art, a degree in entrepreneurship, another degree in engineering. So I could speak with engineer, I could speak with artist, I could speak with everybody in quite an equal level. So it was not too difficult. Just the usual problem women have when they work in a man world. But as I had a brother who is 1 year older than I was used to fight. So I am a fighter. I am not afraid by man. And so I am a French woman. So if somebody tell me something, I have a quick answer. Too difficult. I was appreciating my job. I had the opportunity to work a lot. It was a very interesting time. And but the difficulties began when I was going up the ladder. You see, when I was perhaps a frightening man that I could go to the top. And that was more difficult. And when I created my company and I created the Dolan's watch, they were not taking me seriously. And that was difficult for me to overcome this way of saying, it is just a woman who makes a watch, you see. And before I am an engineer, I am an artist, I am all that. And to be treated like that, sometimes it was difficult.
Sometimes, not anymore. All the time. I think it's very disrespectful. But again, women have to fight their way to the top. And so now that you are at the top of your game, you've worked for companies. Didn't you work for like Omega?
Yes, I worked for Omega, yes.
And Omega has been one of the leading timepiece makers.
Yeah, yes.
The Rolex and Timex and all of these great makers. So now you have also put a purpose behind your product. Tell us a little bit about the work that you do with entrepreneurial women.
Yeah. I am a mentor for quite a few women. Sometimes we met regularly. Sometimes I met them just one or two or three times. And I am very involved in different women organizations where I help them as much as I can to develop their project or to do something. And also what I very much like to do is to be a speaker and to share my life, to share my story. And for that, because sometimes people ask me if there was another reason for me to create a very unique watch for women, you see, if there was a reason behind the watch. And I will tell you a short story. Just for me, it is the time for story, not okay. For you. And I was an unhappy child and grown up in a very small city in Switzerland. And one day, suddenly, at 32, my father died. And it was, my mother was 28. And it was very difficult for her. And I sometimes could hear her crying. And I didn't know what to do. I could just tell her, Mom, I love you, Mom, I love you. And as I was a happy child, I had the conviction that I could help her. And one day, going to school, I found what we call a four-leaf clover, you see, with four leaves.
Wow, and that's wonderful.
I look at it, and I picked it, and I ran to my mother. She had a shop. I pushed the door of the shop, and I shouted, Mom, we are saved. I have found a four-leaf clover.
Oh, wow.
And my That's mother great. took the four-leaf clover. She put it in a pendant, and she said, I will have it too near to my heart, and I am sure it will help. And approximately 15 years later, I was with my mother, and she was grabbing in her bag, and she showed me the pendant, and she said, do you remind
me? Oh, wow.
And I said, oh, the four-leaf clover, how beautiful. And that day, I decided that I would do something beautiful for women that they can keep with themselves and look at it very often. Something that would be a talisman or a lucky charm, something that would give them the courage and the push to be all what they can be. And
well,
that is why I did it.
And that's a beautiful story. Motivation is everything. And so you have had this from the time you were a child. This has been embedded in you to create something beautiful for women to wear and to adorn themselves. Women love jewelry. Brains, these are some of the most exquisite watches that I have seen in a long time, especially designed for women. Do you have one there that you can show us? Now, Brains, I want you to go and look at my webpage. There are beautiful.
I have my watch here.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so put it up and kind of hold it still.
I have.
Hold it still because we're getting a little shaking here from international. Okay. A little.
And this one is for Valentine's Day. It's a very special watch for Valentine's Day.
It is gorgeous. It is absolutely gorgeous. This image here on the video is not doing it justice. I will actually put up the actual pictures and the link to where you can purchase your own. Tell us a little bit about what you do when you work with an individual, because again, these are custom timepieces. There's no two that are exactly alike. Tell us a little bit about what you put into it, the thought process that you work with your clients in creating their signature timepiece.
Usually what I do, I ask the woman, and we can do that with you if you want.
Okay.
Close your eyes.
All right.
Close your eyes and have three breaths.
Okay.
Now, close your eyes and think of your dream, something that you would achieve in your life. And see like if this dream would be realized.
Mm-hmm.
And now let go in this picture and just give me a number, something that just come back to you.
Five.
Give me a color.
Pink.
And give me a direction. North, south, east, west?
East.
Okay. At what time are you born? At the hour of your birth?
12:01 a.m.
12. Okay. So if we do like that, now you can open your eyes and I will just tell you what I can do. So the color is pink. The number is 5. The direction is east. And you gave me, you are born at 12. 12 plus, huh?
Yes.
So what I would do for you, I would have these 5 pink sapphire set in the shape of a flower just after 12 o'clock.
Oh.
And it is also a little bit showing east. So that would be the simplest version you could have for your personalized watch. Just wow. Your number is 5, your color is pink, east, and 12. So everything is symbolized with this 5 pink stone set at the hour you are born.
And you use all types of precious stones. You use diamonds and rubies and emeralds and sapphire.
I use what you want. But they are always the best quality. And they are set by a very good woman who is also a jeweler who is making the setting.
Now these watches also, do they run by battery or are they solar? You know, there's a lot of watches now that are solar.
No. It's a very conventional watch that is with a battery.
That's good.
It's the best quality. I have a sapphire crystal, a very good movement inside, the Swiss movement. They are 100% Swiss made with 5 years warranty. The sapphire crystal is bombed. It is just the best you can make.
Well, it's the best that you can make here. Brains, I'm telling you, come here to On the Edge and check out DeLonge's beautiful, beautiful timepieces. Before we conclude, you are also an author. Tell us a little bit about the book that you wrote and the premise behind the book.
Yeah.
Okay, so put it down just a little bit, down a little bit, down. Okay, and then hold it still. All right, great. And you can purchase that on Amazon, Brains. I'll also put the link to the book as well. So
yes.
Tell us a little bit about the book.
I was invited in Cameroon to be a speaker for an entrepreneur event. And there was another speaker. And as it was an event for 3 days, we could spend quite a lot of time together. And she said to me, "Your story is very interesting, and what you achieve is incredible. You have to write your story." And I told her, "But you see, I am not a writer. And the most difficult is not even to write the book, but it is to publish it." And she looked at me with a smile and she said, "I am a publisher. I will publish it for you. But you have to write it in English." So I am a French speaking, you see.
Right.
And I wrote it in my English, but I was not satisfied. And I have a friend, and she is a Californian woman, and Diana Zimmerman. And she said, I will write the book for you in good English. And she did it. And she is a very good writer. So I wrote it first, but then she rewrote it in a good way. But what was surprising, it was that when I wrote my story, I gave her what I have written. Sometimes she said to me, something is missing here. And I said, oh, I don't want to speak about that. She said, you have to tell the truth. You don't have to say all the detail, but people will notice that something is missing. And sometimes I was saying that past in that year, and she said, it's not possible. That should have happened before or after. So it was a great work for me to go back in my childhood, in my life, and to make it in the good order, and to see the difference between what is important to say and what is not important. And it was a great job. And then
writing a book, you've left a legacy, you left an imprint, and you've also left a magnificent timepiece. Thank you so much, Zizelle, for being here all the way from Switzerland to educate us and keep us in time, to keep us in synchronicity and in pace what is going on. Tell my brains how to get in contact with you if they want to purchase one of these magnificent timepieces or purchase a copy of your book.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to speak with you. And it is real synchronicity. I need your support for all over the world. Thank you.
Thank you. So brains, I'm going to go ahead and put the links to how you can purchase the watch, how you can get more information, how you can request Zizelle to come to wherever you are around the world to talk about her incredible story and to craft your own personalized signature timepiece. Please go back and subscribe to other Edgy Conversations on YouTube, Spotify, Blog Talk. We are on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, about 57,000-58,000 brains all over the world. Tune in to On the Edge with April Mahoney. Thank you again, Zizelle, and I look forward to getting my own signature timepiece.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, brains.
Bye-bye.